This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have major problems. They're easy to spot all over the place. We try to highlight them on the Kevin Jackson Show, which is what you're listening to. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, kevinjacksonshow.com. And they hide in plain sight. You don't have to look very hard. Comey, under investigation. Justice Department investigating whether then-FBI Director James Comey illegally leaked secret information concerning a Russian document to the New York Times and the Washington Post. Hey, let me save you the suspense. He did. The New Review, which the Times downplayed as a possibly a politically motivated probe, reportedly concerned a Russian intelligence document claiming a tacit understanding between the Clinton campaign and the Obama Justice Department over the inquiry into whether she intentionally revealed classified information through her use of a private server. Who cares whether it was intentional or unintentional? People go to jail for that, but it doesn't even matter. What's more important is where all this began. We all know it's the Christopher Steele document, and Clinton's Oppo research team paid for it, got Fusion GPS and all of them to do stuff with it. CrowdStrike got involved. The media all gave it. They credentialized it. Pelosi just the other day told us how you do the, what you call it, the wrap-up smear. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, explaining it all to you. Unbelievable. We know exactly where Comey fits. He should be in prison. If we had a real justice system that wasn't still infiltrated by leftists, he would be in prison, in jail, under the prison. He's a traitor to this nation. He's essentially tried to negate your vote. He tried to shoehorn the person that the elites wanted in there. I talk about when I was in China, talking to one of my friends, and she says, we don't pay attention to politics. They just tell us who the new person is that's in charge. That's what the Democrats tried to do to us. That's what they're trying to do right now. Impeachment, impeachment, impeachment. Donald Trump is acting like a boss. I keep asking, I ask all the Democrats that I meet, oh, you're a Democrat, you don't like Trump? Hey, do you think he's scared? Oh, Kevin, he's definitely scared. Now, why doesn't he act like it? Why is Donald Trump living large? Have you really looked at how his character is, his carriage when he's walking, and Donald Trump's like, yeah, what's up, y'all? Donald Trump acts like a 1960s blaxploitation film pimp is what he looks like. Superfly. Dum, dum. Gonna make you take it bye-bye. If you do, don't ask no questions why. Superfly. Donald Trump is Superfly. Are you kidding me? Dude. He's burning them down. These people, they don't know what to do with him. He's big pimping them. Nancy, I'm through with you. Now get back out on that street corner, girl. And you better bring me some money. I'm going to clean it up. Which better have my money? Yeah, that's what Superfly is telling them. Because I need to build this wall. I need to give some of it back to my peoples. Shoot. Donald Trump is making these people look like clowns. Comey going down. Oh, Kevin, none of them are going to go to prison. They're all going to stay out. We're not going to watch anything happen because there'll be justice. It may come slower than you'd like. It already has. It's come slower than we like. We want it right away. But it's coming. Owen Brothers. An apparently frustrated federal judge ordered attorneys for the Department of Justice to appear January 15th for a snap hearing to explain why the government isn't producing documents sought by Judicial Watch over the former Democratic Information Technology aide Imran Awan. The U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia Judge Amit Mehta's unusual order followed a sealed submission by DOJ attorneys January the 10th in the case prompted by the Judicial Watch. They made a FOIA request. Such hastily convened hearings are extremely unusual in a federal judicial system so jammed that months can pass before the cases are litigated in courtrooms. But in a hearing last month, U.S. District Court Judge Amit Mehta expressed frustration and ordered the DOJ to explain its failures to produce those records by January the 10th. Well, let me tell you why they don't want to produce those records by January the 10th. That was on January the 15th. And now we're out of January for the most part. And they still haven't done it? It's because they can't get it covered up fast enough. They don't have the ability to put all the things in place that they had before. That's their problem. So here's what I'm telling you, people. This is a Debbie Wasserman Schultz deal that she made with brothers who worked for the Muslim Brotherhood, who were taking money out of our government and putting it into the Muslim Brotherhood and probably blackmailing half of the Congress on the Democrat side. And they knew all the dirty secrets, and they're in control of IT. And you wonder how secrets are getting out, how your information is leaking out, how spies are being killed. Hillary Clinton's got her secret server in the basement suborning all of this too. You think all that's just going to go away? If you think that, you're naive. And I know, I get it. I get it. You've been taught that you got to think like a loser. Kevin, there's no way this is going to happen, man. You're just you're the optimist, dude, but nothing's coming true. You said that they weren't going to impeach Trump. Technically, they didn't. Technically, the House did not vote and do a procedural thing to impeach him. But go ahead. Let it finish. Let it play out. Because what I said is they'd be stupid to do it. And I wouldn't think they were that stupid. But you know what? I found out Democrats are really that stupid. Don't tell them. Shh. Some of them listen to the program. I don't mind. I don't mind when Democrats listen to the program. Here's what I always tell them. If you want to debate me, 844-551-8255. I'll be respectful. You'll get your butt kicked, but it'll be respectfully. I'm happy to debate you. The smarter you are, the more anxious I am to debate you. Please tell me you have 3 PhDs and a photographic memory of all of history. Because then I really want to beat you up. I will show you no mercy. If you were stupid, if you were just a normal, everyday, run-of-the-mill Democrat, and I know it's tough to distinguish, but if you were that, I would beat you up, but I would, you know, I'd do it with a little bit of sympathy and kindness. But the smarter you are, the worse I'm going to treat you. Anyway, my point, folks, is that you got FISA Gate. The View is in turmoil. Have you heard about this? Hunter Biden. Do you think the Hunter Biden thing is going to go away? I'll talk a little bit about that in a bit because I'm going to talk about Joe Scarborough. None of this stuff is going away. It's all coming to the fore. You're watching the cream rise to the top in terms of these scandals. And the scandalous administration is no longer going to be scandalous when we're done.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, my goodness. If you wanted Hillary Clinton in charge, if you even contemplated that, and I know nobody listens to the Kevin Jackson Show did, but you might know somebody who did. All you got to do is look at The View, Rich Housewives, any show like that, and you get a real idea what it would have been like to have Hillary Clinton in charge. Outside of, you know, a lot more killing. If there was some killing on The View, like, we don't know where, what's her name? Megan McCain went. We can't find her. She would be the Jimmy Hoffa. You know Hillary did what she did. You know what the deal was. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com or TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Love to have you here. Glad you're here. Always happy to talk to you. The View. Recently, former Fox and Friends morning host Abby Huntsman quit The View. While the network tries to play nice about her departure, the facts suggest that the work environment was, and here's the word, people, here's the word that you can use when you're describing Democrats quite often, toxic. Toxic, they say. The behind-the-scenes melodrama at ABC's The View amped up when departing co-host Abby Huntsman didn't comply with the executive's urgent entreaty to contradict a CNN story and the New York Post page 6, among others, describing the show's toxic culture. At the same moment, she was being trashed by nasty leaks and a hatchet job on the Daily Mail's website. Now, I'm going to tell you something, a little inside baseball. Abby Huntsman is probably the worst interviewer on the planet. How she gets jobs is, quite frankly, it has to be based on looks. And she's a cute girl, but she ain't showstopper. You know what I'm saying? But she's a cute girl. It has to be. I told you, here's what you can do with Abby. If you ever watch an interview with Abby, watch what the dominant person says, and then watch what Abby does. Because if we were having this conversation right now and I said to you, you know, this impeachment hearing is really a bit of a farce, you would hear Abby chime in right after and go, a farce is really a great way to describe this impeachment hearing, isn't it, Kevin? And I'll go, yeah, Abby. And it would be like, I just said that, but she takes your words and Yoda's your words. And then you think, who just said this? You know, it's like a Vulcan mind meld on you. But the fact is, Abby has no real original thoughts of her own. She just learns how to piggyback. And she's cute. And, of course, Rich, her father is John Huntsman or something, you know, ambassador to China. You know, so she's got all this inside access. But, yeah, she's worthless. But she's a middle-of-the-road personality. Well, it was funny. When I was hosting Fox and Friends Morning with Pete Hegseth and Abby, and Abby, when we went to commercial break once, we were done with whatever segment, and she looks over to me, she says, Kevin, she goes, you really hate Barack Obama, don't you? I said, no, not at all. I said, why would I hate him? I said, to hate him, I'd have to really care about him to hate him. I don't care about him. I think Barack Obama's a waste of time. I think he is a waste of our nation's time. And he's not doing any of the things that he's promised. And I don't think that's fair to the people that put faith in him. That's what I feel about him. But other than the fact that I have to talk about him and I have to explain his policies, I have no... It's kind of like a mafioso hitman. They go, hey, you do care when you kill. No, mafioso guy's like, no, it's a job. It's a job. If Barack Obama has to be whacked, it's a job. But I say the same thing about Donald Trump. Now, I'm speaking metaphorically in terms of whacking them lexicon in the words, right? If Donald Trump does something wrong, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to whack him. If I don't like a policy, I'm going to go, bang, here it is. I could like the dude personally or not like the dude personally. If his policy sucks, I'm going to tell you. But Abby was like, what do you think? And I was thinking, why don't you ask these types of probing questions on the air? Because I would be happy to explain them. But she saved those, and instead, she just piggybacked on everything else. And I watched her, I've never watched The View with her on it. I don't think I've ever watched The View. But on the clips, she does the same thing. Does the same thing. So anyway, somebody says they threw Abby under the bus the day after she announced on the popular daytime show that it would be her last day, nearly 8 months short of her contract that runs through the end of the current 23rd season, that she will decamp to Utah to help run the 2020 gubernatorial campaign of her father, John Huntsman Jr. That's when they attacked her. Before Tuesday's live show, according to multiple sources, they said, and these are different people from the show, they asked Huntsman to go on camera and counter reports of the internal strife by putting a positive spin on The View, supposedly their collegial workplace, instead of the scorpions in a bottle ambiance that is frequently portrayed in the tabloids. So in other words, give us some fake news, Abby. Make people believe what's really not happening there. Because The View is such, you know, it's an amazing show that is political, you know, leading edge. No, it's not. It's leftist drivel. And they wanted her to do that. And she didn't do it. She wouldn't do it. I'll give her that. I'll give her credit for that. She wouldn't do it. Would not. But anyway, she instead took the advice of the show's moderator, Whoopi Goldberg. The 33-year-old mother of three considers Whoopi a mentor. And Whoopi told her not to do it. said she'd already said her warm goodbyes, praised coworkers, said her coworkers as the smartest women I've ever worked with. I love you all here. Why fuel tabloid gossip by being defensive? Yeah. So I guess that's where it is. But here's why I'm bringing this up. So goes The View. So goes leftism. Abby is a left-leaning moderate. She's as close as you're going to get to somebody that's reasonable on the left. And I don't consider her totally reasonable, but we've had discussions as the one I described, and she didn't flip out. Okay? But I will tell you, she's explaining to you, go left of me, you're not accepted. In other words, she's not accepted. Meghan McCain, who's left of center, just like Abby, just cut from the same cloth as her father, and she's got major issues in The View. This is the way the left are. This is the way they behave. And they want you to feel, oh, it's not that way, Kevin. So between that, and I'll give you, I'm just talking about controversies, folks. FISA. Do you honestly believe FISA is going away? The issues related to Director Ray saying, we did, the FBI did give you some misinformation and we're really sorry. He gives an apology. We're sorry. You think that's it? Do you believe that crazy Hunter Biden and his not paying child support while driving a Porsche, having lunch at the Waldorf, and living in a $12,000 a month home is going to fly? Do you believe people are this stupid? These are all lefty issues. Can Donald Trump Jr. do that? Right? Name me a show where conservatives are squabbling internally like this. Who's under investigation from us? Who's going to get caught up in FISAgate? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial, President Trump tweeted, House Manager Adam Schiff is mentally deranged. Republican Kevin Cramer of North Dakota.
Adam Schiff continues to suggest that somehow all we have to do to get to the truth is if the president waives all the rest of the rights he has and throw out his defense and let them have whatever witnesses they want.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer on the push for witnesses.
I've always said this is an uphill fight. The pressure that Trump, who's a vindictive, nasty president, and McConnell place on them is large, but we're still hopeful.
Health officials confirm that the Chicago woman who has the coronavirus has infected her husband. This is the first person-to-person spread of the coronavirus in the U.S., according to the CDC. In China, there are now 170 deaths from the virus and more than 7,700 cases reported. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If the Democrats told you the truth, you would know that they still wish they had other candidates. They want other candidates. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. They still search for the person that they believe can defeat Donald Trump. I've said it before. I'll say it again. And if you continue listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you'll hear it more times. The Democrat who can beat President Trump hasn't been born, does not exist. Now they've run through pretty much everybody. They keep circling back on retreads. Don't be surprised if somebody, hey, will Kamala please get back in the race? Can Cory Booker please come back in the race? Don't be surprised. Let me tell you who they don't want. They don't want Barack Obama. They won't admit it publicly, but privately you can get some of them to admit it. They don't want Obama. They've openly rejected Obama. You just have to be able to look at the tea leaves to know how they did it. Cory Booker and Kamala Harris not making it is an open rejection of Barack Obama. That Joe Biden can't get any traction is an open rejection of Barack Obama. That Hillary Clinton got her butt kicked was an open rejection of Barack Obama. That's right. They want somebody. Please bring on Michelle. Do you know why Michelle Obama won't run for president? Because she knows she can't run on the legacy of Barack Obama. There's a host of other reasons. Michelle doesn't want her dirt out. Are you kidding? She got more dirt than Barack. But she's not going to run because she can't run. There's nothing to run. Oh, she's the most popular woman in the world, Kevin. What are you talking about, man? Don't you see the newspapers? The polls? Don't you see the magazine covers that she's on? Mm-hmm. I see all of it. Doesn't convince me. Maybe it convinces you. Every time a reporter puts a microphone in front of Hillary Clinton's face, you know what they say?
Hey, listen, Hillary. Why don't you think about running again?
And Hillary goes,
well, you know, I've thought about it, and, you know, many people have asked, you know.
But she got asked, does she have the urge recently, on a reporter from Variety. Miss Clinton, do you have the urge? I was like, has it been long enough for Hillary's wounds to heal? Because I think I still see black eyes under the makeup. Black and blue. All over. It isn't just limited to her eyes. It's all over her body, particularly around the abdominal region. Trump was laying some body blows, man. Poof. Took Hillary out.
She says, yeah, I certainly feel the urge because I feel the 2016 election was a really bad one. Do we have her? We have the quote, right? We have her saying it. You don't have to have me translating. Here she is.
I know that you're not running, but we urge that, like, I could beat him if I were, or, like, I wish I, you know.
Yeah, I certainly feel the urge because I feel like the 2016 election was really an odd time and an odd outcome, and the more we learn, the more that seems to be the case. But I'm going to support the people who are running now and do everything I can to help elect the Democratic nominee.
Come on, feel the urge. Girls, rock your urge. It's just
Isn't that a rock and roll song like that? Come on, feel the noise. Come on, feel the urge. That's just indigestion, Hillary. That's not some, the Lord had a rumbling in my stomach. Yeah, because you hadn't eaten in two minutes. That's why, Hills. There are people that want us to believe that Hillary Clinton is relevant. She's relevant. Let me ask, how relevant is Hillary Clinton in your life? How much are you planning when she's going to be on to you? I got to check out Hills, man. Woo! I got to check out. That's my girl right there, boy. That's my girl. I'm going to see what Hillary got to say. Said no black woman ever. Said no black man ever. Said no white woman ever. Nobody cares. Come on. Maybe in that, how did she survive sort of way? Like, I saw her after the Trump beating. I didn't think she could live. Because there's no other reason to care about Hillary other than you telling me she's getting indicted. You telling me that somebody finally, you know, spilled the beans on her racketeering organization known as the Clinton Foundation. Then I want to see it. I want to see the train wreck of that. But other than that, are you kidding? The brutality of Hillary Clinton's butt kicking could be a new TV cop series. And I would watch it religiously. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm planning on going this year. If you enjoyed Hillary Clinton getting her butt kicked in 2016, wait till you see this fight. I don't know who it's going to be, but they're getting filleted. Know this, folks. Hillary Clinton wants no part of Donald Trump. She's like, like after you've had a brutal fight. I don't know if you ever had one, but you have a brutal fight. I'm talking about in the ring. And it takes days to recover, man. You're foggy in the brain. Your body aches. You know, let me put it this way for the ladies, because guys, we can even do this. It's like after you have a baby and it's a 23-hour ordeal and you're like, ooh, I need another shot of whatever they call it, what the stuff they stick in your back to take the pain away and all that. And it still hurts. You can still feel it. And then your husband says, hey, hon, Louise should have another baby. And the wife goes, yeah, only if it can be born out of your butt. Okay, we won't be having any more kids then. You know, there are people that, I'm just saying, you have that feeling and you're like, I want no more part of that. Hillary's there. Don't fool yourself. Forget what she said.
It was an odd time, an odd outcome. It was a really odd time and an odd outcome.
Yeah, because you had cheated. You knew the fix was in. You had done everything you could. You and your team. Now you're about to go down and you're pretending that you want to run again? She wants no part of Trump. And despite the media calls from time to time for her to run, understand that these are the same butt clowns who believe that Michael Avenatti would be a good candidate, a viable candidate. Forget that Michael Avenatti had no chance of beating Donald Trump. They think he would be a stellar candidate.
Despite, you know, I used to think this about Michael, but boy, he's made a believer out of me.
All these people saying stuff that they really don't believe. Why? Because they want to fool themselves, number one. They want to make sure that they get their bona fides, whatever it is. Oh, Michael Avenatti, he's amazing. Yeah, let's go with Michael Avenatti. So everybody goes, oh, you gotta support Michael Avenatti, because if you don't, well, then you're an Avenattiist. You're something, right? You're an ism of something. One of my friends was talking to me about a group here in Arizona who wanted a legislator to sign a document. And the legislator goes, look, I need a minute to read it. No, you need to sign this. This is about teachers' rights, you know, and a, you know, teachers' code of conduct, I think is what they called it. And you need to sign it. And the legislator goes, I'm not signing anything that I haven't read. Oh, well, you know, you shouldn't need to read it. We're an amazing organization. And, you know, the guy goes, I don't care. I want to read it. So you know what this group did? They immediately went on Twitter and started beating him up. Suppose a conservative group starts beating him up because he doesn't want to sign a document until he's read it. What's wrong with that? That's reasonable. You ambush a guy at an event and you say, sign this in front of everyone. Sign this, mister. Anyway, the irony of Avenatti is he's the one in jail and Clinton is out on temporary bail. Yep. Temporary bail. Democrats need a winner, and they don't have one. And it's frustrating to them, and I don't blame them. But Clinton went on to say in that clip, hey, listen, whoever's the candidate that we select, I'm going to support them. And perhaps due to PTSD, Clinton attacked Bernie Sanders, because I've been trying to figure out why she'd go after Bernie. He was her protege. She paid him off in the last election. He rolled over and got his belly scrubbed. You know, got his leg pumping like dogs do. You know what I'm talking about. But she went vicious on Bernie. He's an underachiever. He's never achieved anything. He's a troublemaker. Nobody likes him. I mean, this is coming from a woman that nobody likes and is a troublemaker. She said, ask, are you going to support him if he's a nominee? I'll get back to you on it. Leave me alone. I don't want to hurt anybody here. I mean, she was vicious. She was mean. Bernie is going to have to limp across the finish line, because no candidate on the Democrat side is going to blow through the finish line. It's going to be, they call it, I think, a brokered convention, where so they got to look at the votes and see who's doing what. It is not going to be clean, and it was supposed to be clean. The slate was clean for Joe Biden. But nope, Joe can't get there because he's got crazy Hunter. Hunter to deal with. Hunter is not making it easy for creepy, sleepy Joe.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lose proposition for the Democrats, folks. Bad news for the Democrats. You've heard me talking about this. You've heard me bringing this up. The splinters within that party are so, there's such a gap between who likes whom that it's impossible to close. Forget the black vote, the Latino vote, the Jewish vote, the Guatemalan Mission vote. Doesn't matter. The biggest loss of vote is the chasm between Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, between Joe Biden and all these others. I mean, there is no truly, there's no candidate that can carry all of these special interests. No, and for the record, Donald Trump might not be able to carry all the special interests in that party. We used to think the one common thread that tied the Democrats together, of course, is their hatred of us. But I'll tell you, we have a much better common thread right now because we don't hate Democrats. I don't hate them. I think they're idiots. But I don't hate idiots. I got idiot family members. I don't hate them. I won't let them balance my checkbook. I don't loan them money. I don't do certain things with them, but I don't hate them. In fact, I love them. Goofy sons of guns, you know? They're fun to watch. But I'm not going to put them in charge. Let them babysit the kids. You know, things like that. No. Absolutely not. So, don't feel bad. We don't hate him. But here's our common tie. Our common tie is a guy who's getting it done, Donald Trump. And I know there are many people out there listening because they go, oh, Kevin, you're a Trump homer. I'm not. Never have been. When he gets it right, he gets it right. When he gets it wrong, I'm in his grill, man, telling him. I mean, in my computer, I don't speak to him directly, but I'm telling people about it, telling you. I just haven't had that much to disagree about. So what do? You got to support the guy. 95% support of his party. Give me a candidate. The poll I'd like to see. What percentage of Democrats would support Biden no matter what, would support Buttigieg no matter what, would support whomever. Name the best of them. What Democrats give their undying blind support to Barack Obama now? You're not going to see polls like that. They don't want to show you the carnage there. Buzzards picking over the carcass. Ew. It's like showing a kid, you know, an African safari hunt when they're like 4 years old. You'll traumatize them. They can't let you see what's going on with the buzzards and the bodies of Obama and Pelosi and Harry Reid and many of the others. The ones that are before and the ones that are after. Those that won't be around soon. Doesn't matter. They're politically dead. Lose-lose situation. They say, it's Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders in the head-to-head competing for the nomination. While it's usually the case that support from the defeated contenders is simply redistributed to whoever wins the primary. Not the case here. Only 53% of Sanders supporters, says they will back the eventual nominee. 53%. So just over half. So if Sanders has 20-21%, something like that, and he says we're not backing the eventual nominee, 50-something percent of them don't, half, well, you're talking about a pretty good-sized movement there. Talking 10% of the vote. 10% of the vote of Sanders' vote. That could sway an election. Anyway, if Biden gets the nomination, they said he isn't going to receive most of the Bernie bro vote either. The second largest block in the primary. He's not going to get it. So if he's not going to get it, who's going to get it? Never going to get it, never going to get it, never going to get it, never get it. They got a big chasm with these Democrats. They are not just going to get over this. Too many things going on. Too many people are now looking at this party and going, wait a minute, that Biden seems really crooked. It's not a right-wing conspiracy. Pam Bondi connected the dots for us Saturday. Was it Saturday of last week when she did it was Monday. Monday of this week. She connected the dots on that. We've been connecting the dots for a while. She played all kinds of clips that showed that people have been wondering about it. What about Sanders? You know, Sanders has a lot of controversy. Sanders' controversy is that his wife benefited. They shut down a college over her. Anyway, regardless of that, Scarborough, Joe Scarborough, married to Mika Brzezinski, had this to say about the president.
Trump has shown beginning of this process that he fears Joe Biden so much that he is willing to risk impeachment to dig up dirt. And even yesterday on the Senate floor, they kept attacking Joe Biden.
Yep.
That is a godsend for Joe Biden. Oh, and poor Joni Ernst. I felt sorry for her. She actually thinks what they did on the floor yesterday is going to hurt Joe Biden. I mean, those Confederacy of dunces attacking Joe Biden, that's only going to help him in Iowa. It's only going to help him, I mean, through the rest of his campaign, because Trump has shown one thing through all of this, that he is absolutely petrified of running against Joe Biden.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. I don't know what drug you'd have to be on to believe what Scarborough just said. I'm going to ask you, informal poll, do you believe Donald Trump is afraid of Joe Biden? Now, I'm not going to ask you to call in or email me or whatever. You can if you wish, but I'm going to go ahead and answer for you. Heck no! First of all, Donald Trump would have to believe that Biden's going to make it through. Now, I know they've been positioning this that Donald Trump should be afraid of Biden. Why? Because in the head-to-head matchups, Biden defeats Trump. Well, I'll have a head-to-head matchup I'll give you. For those of you who might succumb to this kind of nonsense, I'm going to give you a head-to-head matchup. Donald Trump goes anywhere in America and says he's going to have a rally. Joe Biden does the same thing. They each have 24 hours to get the rally put together. Who's going to have more people at the rally? Anywhere. Heart of Chicago. Pick a rally in the middle of Chicago, in the middle of Cleveland, Cincinnati, Detroit, whatever. I know, liberal enclaves. Pick a rally in the middle of California, in L.A., in San Francisco, Compton. Pick it. And let Donald Trump and Joe Biden fight it out in the court of public opinion. Oh, I know. I know, leftists. Hey, she won the popular vote. Yeah, she won the popular vote, all right. Donald Trump is going around the country in 2016 holding rallies with 20,000 people in them. Hillary Clinton can't go into a black church and get 100 people. But she won the popular vote. Do you really think Hillary won the popular vote? I'm just curious. Asking for a friend. I don't think Hillary won the popular vote. There's no indication that she would have won the... Oh, Kevin, people get in there and they pull the trigger. They pull the lever. They were pulling it for Hillary. Really, I don't believe it. I'd ask you to prove it. We can't prove it, but here's what I do know. I know that rallies make a difference. Enthusiasm makes a difference. Somebody that can make you believe it. Donald Trump goes around the country. He says essentially the same thing to a different group of people. You can watch it. I live streamed one of these events recently just to see what it was. Donald Trump didn't tell me anything I didn't know, things that he didn't already say. But every one of those events is full. He's doing one in New Jersey, 7,500 people, and they said 175,000 tickets were requested. A number that is mind-blowing. It's staggering. Monumental proportions. What Democrat can do that? What politician can do that? Collectively, the Democrats could say, we want to hold a rally in Wildwood, New Jersey, and they'd be hard-pressed to get 2,000 people to show up. Donald Trump has 175,000 requested tickets. Think about that. And you say he fears Biden? So, Joe Scarborough, he fears Biden, which is why he's really afraid. He's willing to be impeached rather than face Biden. What planet are you from to believe that? You can't believe that. Biden, if he makes it over the finish line, he'll be limping and so hurt that it'll be sad to watch. And then when Donald Trump exposes him with his Alzheimer's and all the other issues he's got going on, and certainly with how stupid he is, what do you think's going to happen? But he goes on to say that what they did on the floor didn't hurt Biden. Do you think that that didn't hurt Biden, everything that Pam Bondi laid out about his crooked deal for his son? You have to be a dreamer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.